Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. G7 leaders have agreed to launch a new initiative to rebuild global infrastructure after the pandemic. As NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from Falmouth, England, the plan is part of President Biden's strategy to compete with China.
The White House calls it a values-driven infrastructure partnership led by the seven major democracies represented at the G7 summit in the coastal county of Cornwall. U.S. officials say it would help address the more than $40 trillion in infrastructure needs in the developing world. The White House did not specify exactly how the funds would be raised, but mentioned using government assets such as the U.S. Agency for International Development and mobilizing private sector investment. The program is designed to compete with the massive Belt and Road Initiative, which China launched in 2013 to build infrastructure from Southeast Asia to Europe. President Biden increasingly sees America's relationship with China is a contest between democratic and authoritarian systems. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Falmouth, England.
Police in Austin, Texas say they're searching for two gunmen who opened fire in a mass shooting early this morning. 14 people were shot, two are in critical condition. Austin Police Chief Joseph Chacone says it wasn't a random assault.
This does appear to be an isolated incident between two parties. So that's why I say that most of the victims were innocent bystanders, but we're still sorting out all of the victims to see what their involvement is in this case.
The shooting took place in Austin's popular entertainment district. Russia's capital is reimposing several pandemic restrictions after a sharp rise in coronavirus infections. From Moscow, NPR's Lucian Kim reports, life there had largely returned to normal despite low vaccination rates.
Russia's official number of new COVID-19 infections has jumped by almost 50% to more than 13,000 within a week, with nearly half the cases in Moscow. The city's mayor has ordered non-essential workers to stay home in the coming week and shut down the city's nightlife. Russia produces four vaccines that are free and widely available, but reluctance to get them is high. According to the Kremlin, 18 million Russians, or about 12% of the population, have been vaccinated, far short of the government's goal of 60%. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
The U.S. and Iran resumed indirect talks today aimed at reviving the 2015 nuclear deal with Tehran. EU representatives on hand described the negotiations as intense. Former President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the agreement and reimposed economic sanctions on Tehran, and since then Iran has breached many of the deal's limits. This is NPR. The highly contested election for the next mayor of New York City is getting underway today. Polls are open for early voting. And for the first time, voters are using a new process. It's called ranked choice voting, as WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports.
It's the nation's largest municipal test of the system known as ranked choice or instant runoff voting. It's also the first time voters in New York will use it to select their candidates in a citywide primary, including the very crowded race for mayor. Incumbent Bill de Blasio is out at the end of the year because of term limits. There are 13 candidates on the Democratic primary ballot and just two on the Republican. Voters will be able to rank up to five choices in order of preference. This weekend marks the start of 9 days of early voting. Election Day is June 22nd. For NPR News, I'm Bridget Bergen in New York.
Orlando, Florida today is marking 5 years since a gunman killed 49 people at a gay nightclub, Pulse. Neema Bahrami was the manager that night and says there's been an outpouring of support on this anniversary.
Orlando is so filled with love right now that the messages that I get daily by the minute of people just sending, you know, love and just saying, I'm thinking about you, has been so overwhelming.
A 29-year-old gunman held hostages during a three-hour standoff with police as he pledged allegiance to ISIS before being killed. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.